You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Pete Alonso and the Baltimore Orioles finalizing a five-year, $155 million contract. This tweet from Jeff Passan. Alonso leaves the Mets to make a loaded AL East even better. Ronnie, you've been obviously calling Mets games for many years. You've seen Pete Alonso be one of the great home run hitters in Mets history.
Certainly not going to be one of the great home run hitters in Red Sox history, except for those trips with the Orioles a couple times a year to Fenway Park, where I'm sure he'll put some over the Green Monster and make us remember what could have been on a more regular basis. 617-779-7937. Pete Alonso has signed with the Orioles, and we are bitching about it because the Red Sox needed a bat, and there's not really any more bats on the free agent market of that caliber. Let's go back to the phone lines. Let's go to Shane in Lowell. What's up, Shane?
How we doing, fellas? Bitching
terrible.
Is the perfect word. Like,
yeah.
I know.
Get
I feel
your grouse on. Come on.
All right, listen. So we've just been gaslit nonstop for years by the Red Sox, by the front office. Every year they're telling us how they're going to go out and burn some cash, and I'm going to do my best not to swear here, but it's unbelievable. From Chaim Bloom to Craig Breslow, like, coming in here, making a whole lot of noise and then nothing happening. And then for Pete Alonso, they're coming on the Orioles with an already stacked Toronto team. And then we got the Yankees. Like, what are we doing here, fellas? We can't keep living like this. Thanks, guys.
Thanks for the call, Shane. Yep. What are we doing here? That is a great, simple question. What are we doing here? Because even with Chaim Bloom, didn't we at least have an idea what they were trying to accomplish?
Yeah,
right? They were going to build up the farm system.
Shaving money.
Save money. Yeah. Get ready for the next generation. Like that whole thing. Well, the next generation is here. Roman Anthony is in the big leagues. You traded for an ace. Brian Bayo is part of your staff. You brought up Early and Toley. Like,
you have a baby squad. Abreu's in his early 20s with years of control. Jarren Duran is still only 28 and plays younger than that, if you know what I mean. Like, this is a team chock full of youth, excitement. Like, he doesn't seem like an old 28-year-old ball player.
Glad he saw my face. I was like, I don't really know what you mean.
He's youthful. He's exuberant with his energy.
Okay, runs, some energy.
He's a hustler. Okay.
Perfect.
There's a lot of youth and energy on this baseball team. What do they need? More Bregmans, not just re-signing one Legman. You need more guys like that. Somebody please run me over a spreadsheet. Don't bother with the jersey you never gave me last year, you jerks. Run me over a spreadsheet that shows me how you'll be a better team without Pete Alonso's 45 home runs. I would love to see some sort of analytical data or something.
Kind of like the Devers thing? Oh, yeah. We'll be better without Devers. And I'm like, son of a gun, they were better without Devers.
Yeah, no, I would love to see how they're going to be better without a power hitting, a guy that plays adequate defense at first base and would probably hit 45 home runs at Fenway.
Oh, so he was a right-handed bat.
Yep.
You needed that, right?
Yep.
He plays first base.
Yep.
You need that?
Yep.
And he hits home runs. Do you
yep.
need that?
Yeah, literally three for three.
That's the weirdest thing. And yet he was available, and yet it would only cost $31 million on half the term of Devers, right? $300 million versus $150 million.
Do you have any idea? And also, he's got a big personality. We love big personalities around this way. And again, his wife is off. Like, what you do is, Andy, you go across the pike, you get on 93 South, you go like six exits down, you take a left, and that's his wife's house. And they would have, I'm telling you, they would have been poised to join the Mays and everyone else and very few others and like be stars, be celebrities in this town, be beloved.
$10 shake on the Twitch chat says, Fitzy, I really hate to break this to you, but it's December 10th in all caps.
Okay.
Yeah, and $10, what exactly does that mean? Because other than maybe Fernando Tatis, right, Dan Ball, there's not a lot of options out there that we've read about, heard about, seen that are going to fill the void the way Pete Alonso would have.
So let me pitch you guys the names that came out during the course of yesterday. This is also what Tim Healy reported. So okay. Ketel Marte is the one that continues to float around. Interested?
Mm-hmm. I'm interested, but this fact that people are labeling him a clubhouse cancer and he's coming to the Boston Red Sox who lived off their vibes a year ago is not ideal.
Okay, so
he kind of quit on his team because somebody robbed his house, to summarize the situation.
Well, getting your house robbed, be it literally or metaphorical.
I agree.
Also, real quick, Ketel Marte is also as old as Pete Alonso is. And fun fact, you'll have to actually trade for him. So what you'll have to do is give up assets for him or Tatis, whereas Pete Alonso just had a price tag on himself and you could have just walked up and just paid for it and not given up anything else.
See, but that's the thing. That's what Craig Breslow is uncomfortable doing. I don't give him credit for the Bregman deal. I think that was John Henry and Alex Cora forcing him to sign that contract. It was also for 1 year, and now he's gone. Breslow can't negotiate with free agents, and he can't negotiate at the trade deadline. What he can do is when he has an entire offseason to try to outsmart another team to make a trade, that just seems to be what he's most comfortable with. So, unfortunately, I think we just have to solely monitor the trade market right now.
And hold on, back to the Twitch comment or anyone else that's saying, like, relax, guys, it's still early. Hot stove barely just got lit. Okay. Maybe they'll make other moves, like Will Fleming said, like some listeners have suggested, that will improve the team. Fine. I hope you do. I hope I don't feel this way from now through opening day into Memorial Day, past the 4th of July, and all the way to the end of a disappointing 2026 season. That being said, this is about my disappointment in them not signing the perfect free agent target this offseason.
Dan period. Ball, more names?
The other name that jumped out that I'm curious about, because we hadn't heard this up until last night, is Corey Seager from the Texas Rangers. He's right around that same age bracket. He's also a $30 million player. He's a shortstop, perennial MVP candidate, good hitter. He hits lefty, but that's a two or three spot in your lineup, so I was curious if you had any interest in him as well.
So, yes, I told you the other day, and I'm getting more to this point, not less to this point, where, yes, I have to have interest because the really good, the perfect options are gone, so now I have to have more interest with a throw a wider net out to hope I get something and don't just run it back and hope, as the text line says, relax, guys, we have Tristan Casas. If I hear about Tristan Casas, it's one thing for Cora to be bringing up Abreu and like an advancement, he's going to hit more against lefties and we think he's going to hit more. Okay, good player. Maybe that's true. Stays healthy. Okay, but take your Casas and shove it for now. First of all, I don't even know if he's healthy.
So you know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Second of all, I don't know if he's any good. Seager, where's he going to play?
Shortstop.
Don't we have a shortstop?
Yeah, whose range is declining. I'd be happy with a move to second base, okay, or first base.
So we're going to piss off the guy who had the best year on the team a year ago. Because I know he doesn't want to play anything other than short, even though he couldn't reach first base from short late in the season.
What are you talking about? He played second base the first year he signed in Boston.
And do you remember how he said it?
No.
Oh, I'll play there for now. He made it quite clear he was subjugating the ego for a little time so they could get their ducks in order, a.k.a. push Xander Bogaerts out the door. So you're going to take who might have been your best all-around player. Is that fair? Story was your best all-around player last year?
Hitter, sure.
Okay. You're going to take him and tick him off.
Garrett Crochet still exists, you know.
And tick him off. I meant player. We're talking
position player.
Position player, lineup player, defensive player, whatever. You're going to piss him off heading into a year coming off his best year, which also followed up, what, 3 straight years where he was hurt all the time? So he's either going to be hurt or unhappy or both when he goes to second base because you bring in Seager.
What do you mean? It worked so well last offseason when you tried to make your best player move positions.
Hey, here's the craziest thing. Nesson.com conveniently had an article ready to go with Red Sox trade rumors, Ketel Marte, Corey Seager, Isaac Paredes updates. Yeah, it's almost like they knew, like, oh, the Sox are going to be out on Alonso, so let's make sure the fans know there's still plenty of options out there. Oh, that will cost you players. You have to give up things to see. The way a trade works is you have to give something up for it, whereas Pete Alonso, you wouldn't have to give up anything.
Yeah, but Marte is only $105 million, I believe, Dan Ball, over the next 6 years. Alonso is getting $155 million, so we just save $50 million. Woo, 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 saving money, baby. 617-779-7937. Let's go back to the phone lines. Let's go to Tony in Bridgewater. What's up, Tony?
He's not going to be.
Hey, I'm going to give you some good news after this, though. But you're going to get calls from people that I call them the Linus people, because they're in the pumpkin patch every year saying, I know this year. He's coming. This is a disgrace. But I'll give you the good news. And write this down. This is Breslow's exit out the door. He's not going to make it till 4th of July. You're going to see Cora in there. You'll see Veritek Mansion. This guy is a complete loser.
Thanks for the call, Tony.
Wow.
Dan Ball, would you like to comment? Because I know you believe a significant portion of that theory.
Well, I mean, never wrong, just early. You know, that's what we practice and preach on this show. But doesn't this stretch of 48 hours, it kind of has a 10-year-defining feel to Craig Breslow, doesn't it?
Yes.
You had the opportunity. It blows my mind how perfect the Alonso move was. Even if you wanted to say you weren't interested in Schwarber because you're already too left-hand heavy and you needed a first baseman, not a DH, I can get behind that. Right-handed, power-hitting first baseman who wasn't looking for a 10, 11, 12-year deal. And you weren't able to do that, and he's going to make $31 million a year. This does kind of feel like the thing that when we look back at the end of Craig Breslow's tenure, which is coming, the kind of thing that we look at and go, this is the moment that we knew he was getting fired.
And I think the worst part of this is they generally react, right? They hear all this. They hear the phone calls. They hear us bitching. And then they react. They do something. Sometimes they regret it later. This kind of guarantees they're going to sign Bregman, and I'm guessing Bregman just made an extra $20 or $30 million because he knows he has them over a barrel. It was trying to be painted that they have him over a barrel. Oh, there's no interest. Nobody wants him. Who's going to pay him? And now he's like, you haven't done crap this offseason. You need me. How about we do $160 million? Oh, more than Alonso? Perfect.
Oh, and wait, you know what's ever so convenient about all of that? Pete Alonso's agent happens to be the same agent of Alex Bregman.
Yeah,
Scott
interesting.
Boras. So he has played the Red Sox like a cheap effing fiddle.
It's not that hard. I mean, he's a good agent, don't get me wrong, but I'm not sure. I think we've learned over the years playing the Red Sox is kind of easy. They kind of play themselves. 617-779-7937. I like this subject line. All caps, I'm pissed. Let's go to Tyler in New Hampshire. What's up, Tyler?
Well, this just in, Red Sox out of 2026 playoff contention. I just don't understand why, time and time again, we keep on hearing the same old thing. Oh, we're going to add this, we're going to add that. And the fact that the Sox were able to make the playoffs last year was nothing short of a miracle. You'd think they would want to continue to add to that to be even better for the following season. And they keep on telling us all, like, oh, yeah, like, we have all this money freed up. What are you doing with it?
Thanks for the call, Tyler. He's got a great point in there. They are the kings of what you're not supposed to do. Overpromise and underdeliver. Everyone tells you, any business, right? Underpromise, overdeliver. The customer's happy, right? Mm-hmm. Are the customers happy right now? No. In part, not only because you didn't do something you said you were going to do, and we're going on 6 months of that. Oh, they were going to get a number two starter at the trade deadline. They weren't just going to add arms, and then they...
Well, Dustin May.
Just added arms to add... Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Dustin May. And then this offseason, well, we're not just going to add arms again. We have 3 through 10, a great, great lineup of pitchers. And then you added pitchers that are somewhere between 3 through 10, and you told us you were going to get bats, right? And how's the bats coming?
They don't have any. There aren't any new ones.
Yeah, no. And they went to the store, and you're like, whoa, whoa, whoa. Where'd all the bats go? There's a snowstorm here?
It is. You know what? Actually, Tony from Bridgewater brings up a great point. Sox making, you know, talking about the Sox making the playoffs. I'm now starting to believe the Red Sox making the playoffs last season is the worst thing that could have happened this team. Because now they're probably going into 2026 looking at themselves as, hey, we're a playoff team. All we got to do is finesse things a little more, let the kids mature, and we're going to get that much better, as opposed to, hey, we're this far along. Why don't we do everything we can to get further closer towards, if not across the finish line? Hey, why just announce Scoobal to the Dodgers, and I'll just renounce baseball.
We'll get to more of your phone calls. We see Brian, Wayne, Justin, and others. 617-779-7937. Red Sox Nation is not happy right now, and we're here to talk about it on WEEI Afternoons.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.